Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening live out east. If it isn't that time, then maybe you're listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've went and gone and done, downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or at crabdiving.com, however you're listening. I'm sorry, I'm doing three things at once. However, whenever you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuckaroni, Tony, out of it. We got your stuff right here for the next couple hours. It's Faithless Friday, everybody. We're
Jesus
all excited.
Jesus is calling in today. He was supposed to.
Oh, yeah. I have a reading.
Just keep waiting for that.
From the Book of Armaments.
Oh, yes.
Chapter 2, verses 9 to 21.
Bring forth the holy exactly. Hand grenade.
Saint Attila. I forgot about that. It's awesome. Join us on social media. You can tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVIANG. And we also have a Facebook and sort of an Instagram. And holy crap, thank you so much for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. When you go to buy shit at Amazon, use that link, or you go to the webpage and use the banner, we get a little tiny commissione.
Right.
It doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out here with a few cents.
That's right.
Thank you
very much. I just want to say happy birthday to my brother. Oh. He's listening, our Alaska correspondent.
Yeah, Feliz Navidad.
Oh, yes.
Wait, that's Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Feliz cumpleaños. Feliz cumpleaños.
So that's two copyright infringements we have.
Right. is that copywritten, Feliz Navidad?
Oh, I would bet, sure.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
How old is that fucking thing?
The way Jose Feliciano, yeah. I'm sure he's still around, right?
Dear Jose Feliciano.
Oh, God, Jose.
Well, I mean, we sang
Lo siento, Jose, if you're...
We sang under like 10 seconds of it.
Huh?
We sang under 10 seconds of it, and we were commenting on it.
Jose is age 76, still with us. 14.
Yay, good job. I bet Jose's a lib, right? He's got to be liberal. You liberal, Jose?
Mm-hmm.
Not that it matters.
Don't know. Over at the, I'm sure the headline at the Hakami Pinko liberal HuffPo.
Yeah.
Is the meh SCOTUS decision. It's not.
It's nothing.
Well, it's good-ish news, but it's also... Other aspects of it are terrifying because they let the law continue.
Right. They let the persecution of women continue. Yes, yes. So SCOTUS has done nothing for you.
But they did ask that they hurry
at
the lower court.
Hurry up, guys. Women in Texas can't get abortions. They have to go. What do they have to go?
But it goes back to the lower court that ruled for the good guys the last time and was overturned.
Yeah.
So.
Why can't our Supreme Court just
do the
right thing?
Hopefully
we'll
get the same result and they'll just throw that fucking thing out.
Why are they doing this? Why don't they just do the right decision?
Evil.
Ugh, God, it's such bullshit.
Well, the headline over at the HuffPo is actually what the headline at the Drudge Report was before. Brian Williams saying goodbye to MSNBC. You know, he's moving on to different pastures of his own volition.
Yeah.
Says Williams, farewell warning, America in darkness.
Damn.
He had quite a sign off.
You know, I haven't listened to it yet. Rachel Maddow told me to see that tonight. She says, if you have an hour free to watch any news, do that.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, fuck that. Listen to our show. We'll cover it. Don't fucking worry about it. You know?
I could play a little bit of it.
Yeah, let's hear it. I'm going to miss Brian Williams. I like that guy.
I really like Brian Williams.
Well, look at the time. I'll try to keep this brief. After 28 years of Peacock logos on much of what I own, it is my choice now to jump without a net into the great unknown, as I do for the first time in my 62 years. My biggest worry is for my country. The truth is, I'm not a liberal or a conservative. I'm an institutionalist. I believe in this place, and in my love of country, I yield to no one. But the darkness on the edge of town has spread to the main roads and highways and neighborhoods. It's now at the local bar and the bowling alley, at the school board and the grocery store. And it must be acknowledged and answered for.
And it's wearing a MAGA hat.
Yeah, he's right.
Go ahead and say, you don't have to say it, Brian. We know what you're talking about.
And yes, it is indeed at the local bars. Go to a couple of local bars. Right. It's the only thing local bar.
School board was a giveaway.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
The darkness at the school boards. He's not talking about the board members.
Yeah, it's creepy.
At the school board and the grocery store, and it must be acknowledged and answered for. Grown men and women who swore an oath to our Constitution, elected by their constituents, possessing the kinds of college degrees I could only dream of, have decided to join the mob and become something they are not, while hoping we somehow forget who they were.
Republicans?
Right. Opportunistic.
Who's he talking about?
He's talking about these opportunistic little fucking Nazis that know better.
Right. And good old boy John Kennedy from Louisiana.
Yeah.
He talks like this, and I don't know what you're going to do.
Right, right.
You just called you an ignorant slut.
Oh, right.
He went to like fucking Oxford and Harvard and shit.
Did he skip the classes where they teach you how to not sound stupid?
So they're making, you know, well, and that's Morning Joe, I think, is the one that makes fun of him.
Oh,
he's like, oh, that guy, he doesn't speak like that all the time.
Jeez.
But here's a little bit more. Let's play a little bit more.
Right.
It's awesome.
They've decided to burn it all down with us inside. That should scare you to no end as much as it scares an aging volunteer fireman. To my coworkers, my love and thanks. And I say again, everyone I've worked with has made me better at what I do. To my family, love and thanks doesn't begin to cover it, but now I have the time to better express it.
The family's like, oh, God.
Brian Williams. Talk, 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 talk. I want to sit. Does he sit and listen to the news with his family? Is like somebody who comes on the TV and it's, I don't know. He's like, Chris Hayes sucks. He fucking sucks.
I don't know. He seems like he's pretty cool, but you know, it could be a facade.
Yeah, but maybe he makes fun of people or something. He's like, what is Chris
God,
Hayes?
I hope so. Yeah.
Weird. Why is he saying that? Or I mean, I don't know. Maybe him and Chris Hayes, do they get along?
Yeah, I don't get any animosity between anybody. They all seem to have fun. Although it seems like there are times it seems like when they do that election coverage and it's been Brian Williams, Rachel Maddow, Joy Reid.
Yeah.
And Nicole Wallace.
Yeah.
And they frequently start during his hour.
Right.
And they cut over to him for like some 5-minute segment or interview.
Yeah, yeah.
It has at times seemed like he's just
irritated.
A little irritated.
Of course.
This is his hour.
Shit, man. This is my fucking show. I'm no Rachel Maddow, but Jesus.
Like Chris, I'll never forget his first show I did watch. And I did watch the last few minutes of Chris Matthews' show, who had just lost an hour.
To Chris Hayes.
To Chris Hayes.
Oh, he didn't like that.
He did not like
Absolutely
it.
Not.
Well, you know, we're excited about next show.
Listen, Chris, one less hour to be creepy to people.
I'm sorry. I'll admit I'm sorry to lose some of mine.
Do you notice how Brian Williams makes a point to say, I'm leaving on my own volition. I'm not being run out of here like a lot of other creepy
people. Oh, right.
People
yeah.
In the news.
Yeah. No sex abuse allegations here. Yeah. Fox News.
God. Yeah, really. I mean, you know, I don't know. God, who had that really funny quote? Oh, Jimmy Kimmel had that funny thing about speaking of Fox News. He's talking about the tree that was burnt. It wasn't. It's not. He said, to be fair, it's not really a tree. It's like a fake shell.
It was.
Of a tree,
yeah, yeah.
In the same way that Tucker Carlson is a human.
Nice. And still, Drudge Report, Williams' final warning, America is unrecognizable.
Damn.
So they think that's a big deal.
Right.
Let me read this real fast.
Yeah.
As a proud New Jersey native, this is where I get to say regrets. I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. What a ride it's been. Where else, how else was a kid like me going to meet presidents and kings and the occasional rock star? These lovely testimonials that I can never truly repay make me hyper aware that it has been and remains a wonderful life. It's as if I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning in Bedford Falls. The reality is, though, I will wake up tomorrow in the America in the year of 2021.
Yeah, no shit.
A nation unrecognizable to those who came before us and fought to protect it, which is what you must do now. My colleagues will take it from here.
Yay.
Right. I will probably find it impossible to be silent and stay away from you and lights and cameras after I experiment with relaxation and find out what I've missed and what's out there. Every weeknight for decades now, I've said some version of the same thing. Thank you for being here with us. Us meaning the people who produce this broadcast for you. And you, well, without you, there's no us. I'll show myself out. Until we meet again, that is our broadcast for this Thursday night.
How classy. Isn't that classy?
Yeah, he's a good writer.
He's very nice. You know, Chris Matthews could have done that, but just didn't quite make it.
I don't think Chris got a goodbye speech today.
Get the fuck out of here, man. I mean, you know, you killed
I might have said something about somebody's tits.
He was,
you know,
not to make this part about Brian Williams about Chris Matthews being creepy, but Chris Matthews weird shit, right?
I'm going to grab my tea.
Oh, yeah, right on.
Chris Matthews.
At least he just said weird shit. He didn't touch anybody that we know of. I think. I don't know. But it's so funny that Brian Williams goes out of his way to say, this is my decision. I'm not getting fired. I wonder what he's going to do, though. I think he should host. You know what? Host Jeopardy. Or if Steve Harvey ever quits Family Feud, he would be pretty good as a Family Feud game show host,
probably,
I think.
Yeah, he'd probably be really good as a, or like a Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if they've
they're having trouble
out
over there.
They can't find someone to do that dumb job.
I mean, they had they had a guy they had problems with or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he had some problematic social media posts.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing with Jeopardy is like everybody wants to find somebody that's seemingly smart. And I don't know that it fucking matters. It's not like Alex Trebek didn't need to know the answers. He just needed to seem smart.
Well, right, but it was nice for that smugness of, I know the answer, and you don't, that Alex right. Trebek kind of sprinkled on some of it.
What about Keanu Reeves? He could do it.
Oh, he's great. He's supposed to be one of the really nicest guys to work with in Hollywood.
Does he do his own stunts?
No, I don't think so.
Jeez, come on.
Fuck that, dude.
Yeah, I agree, man. Fuck that shit.
I don't need to do that. I put somebody out of work and stuff.
Right.
So that's the apparently the big news in America on both of the outlets that we
Damn.
Check. Brian Williams.
Drudge put that up there as a nut as a knock against Brian Williams because he's like he's dissing the country.
I don't know. I think Drudge might be in the
really
yeah in the rhino category. Like still a Nazi-esque.
But what Brian
but doesn't
Williams
want to go full.
Clearly talking about is racism and fascism and shit.
Sure.
Is that something Drudge likes to talk about or pretend exists?
Dip toe in, like they have for decades.
Yeah.
But
I just figured they'd be like, look at this liberal saying America's all fucked up.
I mean, it says William's final warning, America unrecognizable.
Damn.
It's not snarky.
No.
It's not a bad picture of Brian Williams. It's not a, one would expect on the Drudge Report.
It's just odd. It's just, I don't understand the Drudge Report. Oh, is this, I wonder if Breitbart has a take on Brian Williams leaving. Or no. They even fucking know.
Let's see. Breitbart Jeez. News Network. Oh.
What is it?
Ron DeSantis announces 6 proposals to crack down on corporations, left-wing NGOs aiding illegal immigration.
God damn you fucking Nazis.
Not corporations and left-wing NGOs, but corporations and NGOs that are helping illegals.
Right.
Right.
Ha.
He's lying.
Yes. I you know.
He's lying.
Right. And is he still not letting professors in the university system write about coronavirus?
Yeah, that one kind of, you know, pooped out. I don't think many people are.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
That's the problem, man. It's those little signs. Not that that's a little sign. People don't give a shit about, like, nobody wants to say that we live in a fascist, you know, fuckhole, except Brian Williams. He's right. It's not acknowledged. That's the sad part. We're going through this, and in even people I know that some people I know that you think would be liberal or not afraid to call that out, they want to shy away from it or something.
Yeah,
they don't want to admit that this place is supremely fucked.
Although good for my crypto wallet, Ron DeSantis also said they will be exploring cryptocurrency payments for business state fees.
Oh, wonderful.
Slide a Bitcoin over to the DMV.
The thing about Florida is if you're the governor and you're not dealing with climate change all the time or coronavirus, what else are you doing? What are you doing? You're adding a Bitcoin wallet for...
Who, Ron DeSantis?
Fucking cares.
You're running for president in 2024.
Yeah. Who cares about that Bitcoin wallet? We're sinking into the ocean. And our coronas are going up again.
Right.
Well, how's a Bitcoin wallet going to help us?
A lot of rich people are going to make more money.
That's true. I didn't think about it like that.
And ruin everything.
Oh, yeah. You guys.
And then put in regulations to fuck the small traders.
Yeah.
But, you know, the big giant whales will, of course, be immune to any prosecution or anything.
The ability of the American people to be underwhelmed by shit kills me. Like the PDF that we looked through the other day. Mark Meadows PDF.
Oh, yesterday.
How to overthrow the fucking government. Like, sure. That is huge.
30-some pages.
Holy fuck, man. I mean, I feel like we should be running around with our hair on fire. They were going to do it. Here's how they were going to do it.
39 different ways. 39 pages of different ways.
Was it a PowerPoint?
We're hoping.
It was a PowerPoint.
Yeah.
A .ppt file.
Sure.
A fucking PowerPoint file. That's how real it was, you fucks. God damn.
The Supreme Court today left in place Texas's ban on most abortions, offering a glimmer only of daylight for clinics in the state to challenge the nation's most restrictive abortion law.
Okay. Horribly depressing, horrific, Handmaid's Tale. Just one question. Do you think that PDF, Mark Meadows, PDF... was encrypted or anything, or the PPT, or was the printing function turned off?
No,
was there any security? I was just laying around his fucking computer.
It's probably on a jump drive he handed to Congress. The Supreme Court decision, little more than a week after the court signaled it would roll back abortion rights and possibly overturn Roe versus Wade,
yay!
Was greeted with dismay by abortion rights supporters.
Yeah.
But praised by opponents. 5 conservative justices, including 3 appointed by former President Donald Trump, formed a majority to limit who can be sued by the clinics, a result that both sides said probably will prevent federal courts from effectively blocking the law.
You know what? These little fucking bitches, here's the problem. The Republicans don't think the Democrats will pack the courts. Pack the fucking courts. Pack them. Back the shit out of those motherfuckers. Yeah. Right? Back the courts. Holy shit. Just do all the things. Do all the things to scare the fuck out of these bastards. These Nazis.
Texas licensing officials may be sued, but not state court judges, court clerks, or state attorney general Kent Paxton. The court ruled that seems to leave people free under the unusual structure of the Texas law to sue abortion clinics and anyone else who aids and abets an abortion performed after cardiac activity is detected around 6 weeks.
Jesus Christ, if we had dick babies, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
And before many women know they're even pregnant.
My fucking God. Pack the courts. Biden, listen to me. Pack the courts. Here's You pack it. You put Obama in there. You put both Obamas in there, and Hillary.
By the way, no exceptions for rape and incest in this Texas law.
SCOTUS, what the shit are you doing, you dumb fucks? What the fuck kind of shit is this? Do you know there are people that go to these clinics that for these lunatics that go there and yell at people getting health care? There are liberals that go there and shout at those people and protect the people going in, and you can't even fucking vote properly, you fucks. God.
This could all come back to them anyway, because now they're kicking it down. Basically, they're saying yes, they can sue. So now they're going to go back and have to do this all again. They're going to probably go to the same judge who did block it before, and he'll probably block it again. But then the Fifth Circuit of Christo-fascist voted to allow it to be enforced.
The thing about our society is that the aliens are going to land and they're going to say, hey, how the fuck do you have this high-speed internet? You've got virtual reality video games. The government is in charge of people's vaginas. What is that about? We have all this shit, but we have this. This is insane. God.
The court's conservative majority also seems likely to roll back abortion rights with the Mississippi case, blah, blah, blah.
What's the use of having nice things if we're going to live in some fucking medieval backwoods Handmaid's Tale fuckdom? This is stupid.
The Supreme Court voted 8-1 in favor of allowing the clinic's lawsuit against the ban to proceed. Justice Clarence Thomas said no, they shouldn't even be able to sue.
Damn.
For a law that bans abortion after 6 weeks.
Holy shit.
But the court was sharply divided 5-4 on the issue of whom to target with a court order that ostensibly tries to block the law. The justices ruled that Texas licensing officials may be sued, but dismissed claims against state court judges, court clerks, and state attorney general.
State attorneys generals that prevent people from getting abortions can't be sued.
Gorsuch wrote that abortion providers have to follow the same rules that apply to people asserting other constitutional rights. The court has consistently applied these requirements, whether the challenged law in question is said to chill the free exercise of religion. Okay, blah, 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 blah. The petitioners are not entitled to a special exemption.
Whatever. They're not entitled to our help. That's nice.
Chief Justice John Roberts and the three liberal justices dissented in that part of the decision in an opinion that said the purpose of the Texas law is to nullify this court's rulings on abortions.
Right.
The same four justices dissented in September when the court declined to block the law once before. So John Roberts, for some reason, has been voting with the libs on that one.
Yeah.
Although it doesn't matter.
Right.
It's a safe vote for him.
Yeah. Kinda. He can do that.
He can make it look like, you know, the court isn't totally biased.
I hate that.
I'm going to vote the other side, but
you know, the thing, our Republicans are never afraid to say, we want to get rid of abortion. We want to close the borders. We want to take marriage equality away. We want to do all this shit. We on the left are afraid to say, we want to pack the courts. That is crazy because we don't want to be perceived as insane. Well, look where that's gotten us. Here we the fuck are.
Roberts called on U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman, whose earlier order blocking the law was overturned by the appeals court, to enter appropriate relief without delay. So he's calling on that judge to do the same thing and block this shit right away.
Yeah.
Roberts.
Well, we need to. Yeah, that would be great.
Sotomayor chastised her colleagues for their part in the, quote, catastrophic consequences for women seeking to exercise their constitutional right to an abortion in Texas.
They like it, though. Sotomayor, I'm so sorry, but these fucks that are on the wrong side of it, they love it. It's a power trip. They love that they're subjugating women. They love that shit.
She said the court's decision closed off the most direct route to challenging the law and would clear the way for other states to reprise and perfect Texas's scheme in the future to target the exercise of any right recognized by this court with which they disagree. And that's what Roberts kind of said. He said, you're making it so that you're saying these states can tell the federal Supreme Court to fuck off.
Wow. That's crazy.
Right.
So why are they
because they don't like the Constitution, because it talks about rights and shit.
Got it.
And until they can get in and rip it apart.
It's so fucking stupid.
They want to take the decisions away from the Supreme Court.
This is what Brian Williams is talking about. We are all dealing with monsters. These people are fucking monsters. They can these people that are soft on women's reproductive rights. What compromise is? Why do they do this? This seems pointless. I mean, so this makes no. So if you need an abortion and you're in Texas and you're outside the 13-week, what is it? 13-week or...
Texas?
Yeah.
Six.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're outside that, then you're still fucked. Right?
Yeah.
So, Supreme Court, you've done nothing for anyone. You're not helping anyone. I mean, you fucking losers.
Some residents who have been leaving the state of Texas seeking abortions have had to travel well beyond their neighboring states, where clinics are not able to keep up with the increase in patients from Texas.
Well, the SCOTUS likes it. SCOTUS likes the way that is for you. That's the truth. The Republicans love this. They love it.
That's not an undue burden. Whatsoever. You drive a couple of states. Hey, What
are the GOP? Why don't you just say, hey, the Republicans, we hate women. Hate them. Bigly. Why don't you just put that on your campaign material?
Man.
We want to be... All these dumb white guys. Louis Gohmert can barely string two sentences together, and he wants to be in charge of your vagina. That's insane.
Yeah, strap in. So it's going to be some fun SCOTUS decisions coming up for the next generation.
Oh, my God, you pieces of fucking shit that didn't vote for Hillary.
Expand the fucking court. They have to.
Hillary was right. We did that story, right?
And they should expand Congress. Congress should have, like, I saw one estimate where they said Congress should have, like, 6,000 representatives right now.
Here's an idea.
No joke.
Do something to protect people from Republicans. Do something to protect people from these fucking cops. Those two things.
Other news. We've got his Faithless Friday. Don't forget.
Jeebus.
Very thrilled to be blessed by the Lord for another week.
What's he up to this week? Did you? Was there an agenda put out? God?
Oh, not much. I would think as usual.
He told me, he was like, I don't know why people think I have such a hard-on for this abortion thing. He's like, I'm not in charge of that life when it's in there. Not until it comes out. So I don't even see it as a life. I don't know what the big deal is. And I wanted to tell him, I said, listen, then you got to intervene because it's getting crazy down here. If that's how you feel.
God, Lindsey Graham had a press conference during the funeral of Bob Dole. And says here, Lindsey Graham threatened Republican senators at a lunch that if they voted to raise the debt ceiling, that Trump will be coming for them.
Is Lindsey Graham Trump's little bitch boy now or something? Good God, Lindsey. Why are you doing this for him? During Bob Dole's funeral, they must have known each other. They're on the same team. They're on the same team. You mean that he didn't have respect for Bob Dole?
What's this, Jen Psaki?
Yes.
Circulating a modified version of the CBO score for Build Back Better. In their version, it included extensions of programs without being paid for, which we understand is not how the president put forward this legislation. But the reason that they're saying they did that is because Lindsey Graham says, if you believe these programs are going to go away after 1 or 2 years, you shouldn't have a driver's license. We all know child tax credits are not going to go away after a year. What does the White House say to that?
Well, to quote, of all people, Norm Ornstein at the American Enterprise Institute, who put this quite well, quote, you can't assume programs will be extended just because Lindsey Graham wants to assure that.
Yeah, and by the way, the Republicans are the ones who put the ticking clock on it.
That's right.
The child tax credits, the Republicans are the ones that say they go away after 2 years.
What the fuck is he talking about?
The Democrats want them to go forever.
Yeah. And are we're not talking about something bad. These are credits you get for having a child to help you, you know, pay for your fucking kid. I mean, that's a good thing.
Somebody tweeted, is Lindsey Graham day drinking again?
He must be.
God, what happened to Lindsey Graham?
Oh, Jesus. He's a fucking Republican. All these guys. They're all racist bastards.
I mean, he's always been an asshole, but yeah. God, this whole Trump thing is really just...
Well, they got some on.
Just driven some of them batshit crazy.
Is there a compromise on Lindsey?
God, what could it be?
Well...
And by the way, if it's a gay thing, I think he'd be okay.
I think it's money shit. You know, nobody talks about it anymore, but God, Paul Ryan had a really odd hot mic moment back in the day where he referenced something about Russia and Republicans. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, what was up with that? Do you remember that? It was like some sort of like, I mean, it sort of inferred that a lot of people in the Republican Party are fiddling around with Russia in weird ways.
Well, yeah. Well, there was a herd of senators that went to Moscow.
Yeah.
For the 4th of July.
I sound like Tucker Carlson. People are saying.
Some people are saying
that coronavirus makes you effeminate.
That's an amazing one, isn't it? Yeah. That one's truly spectacular.
Oh, stupid! Oh, I can't smell. Oh my God! Look, I don't even know what. I'm feminized.
We have got this is so sad.
Yay.
Jim Brewer.
Oh God. Canceled.
You know what a cockatoo is? A cockatoo.
He's walking around the stage like a bird. I know it's really quiet. I really can't do anything
like it.
So he's walking around, he's doing fake wings and pecking on the ground and stuff. A lot of physical humor.
And that's what everyone's become.
Oh.
Little cockatoos staring at the screen.
Facts and figures, facts and figures. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, facts and figures. Facts and figures.
Fuck him.
Listen to what this fucking asshole is saying.
I hate
facts
assholes.
And figures, truth and science, blah, 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 blah.
Fuck him. I hate all these assholes. He makes so much money when he does comedy. He makes so much fucking money. And he goes out there and pukes this shit out. My God, you fuck.
And you know what this is? This is the Reawaken America tour. This is those fascists. Yeah, the Christo fascists. He's at another one of these. AmericanFaith.com, TimeToFreeAmerica.com.
You know, it's just gross. That's why did stand-up comedy get significantly more gross during the pandemic? Maybe everything did. I don't know. How stupid. Fuck him. Go collect your money. Collect your money, you fuck. God. You know how much money Jim Brewer probably gets paid to do one spot at some fucking club?
A lot.
And he's what's wrong with him? He's got to puke out a bunch of bullshit. Was he an anti-masker or something?
He's a right-wing nutjob now. Because I guess he can't tell his gay jokes, his anti-gay jokes anymore, or his
tell other jokes,
or his anti-Jew jokes, or his anti-Muslim jokes, or you know, everybody's too fucking woke now.
That's why your audience... I don't know. Fuck you.
Well, Black Lives Matter, trying to destroy Christmas.
That's a good one.
Unbelievable.
These dumb fucks. I can't tell the jokes I used to tell in the 90s. Nobody likes them anymore. God damn you, fuck.
Right, right.
Take that money. Take all that money you get and sit around and think of some new jokes. Fuck.
Or pay some writers.
Yeah. I did all new jokes at a set like a week ago, and I got, I think, a drink ticket, and I don't even drink. That's what I netted from the set, ticket. And I managed
Coca-Cola or something?
No, I just gave someone. And I managed to make fun of Fauci or spew a bunch of fucking ivermectin bullshit.
Say the N-word?
No, I did not. Nothing transphobic. Once? Can you imagine?
Not even once?
And all I got was a drink ticket. They're backing God, this fucking asshole. I bet when this fuckhead does clubs, he doesn't do clubs.
Who, Brewer?
Yeah, I bet. God, imagine the percentage that guy asks for everything. Give me everything. Give me everything. I'm a greedy little fuck.
Maybe he's not doing so great. Maybe, you know, that's one of the reasons he's angry. Yeah.
Well,
he doesn't have Seinfeld money. Seinfeld doesn't give a
nobody
fuck.
Nobody has Seinfeld money.
Well, right. And that's why Seinfeld doesn't give a fuck if people aren't woke. Why? He doesn't have to go play at colleges and clubs and stuff. And
what is
and,
Jim Brewer's thing? He doesn't want to acknowledge trans people or something, or he's anti-mask, or he's just.
Yeah, well, obviously he's making fun of the COVID stuff. I mean, do you want to hear the rest of this?
Yeah.
The rest of this Brewer.
Let's hear this shit.
You know what a
I gotta start over. Sorry.
You know what a cockatoo is?
I'm gonna fast forward through the brilliant physical comedy.
That's what everyone's become. Little cockatoos staring at the screen.
Facts and figures, facts and figures. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci. Trust the science. Trust the science.
Yeah. Trust the science. Is he doing?
Is he making?
Is this
fun
a spoof? No. He's with them. He's making.
Are you sure? He is.
Well,
he must.
No,
be.
I don't think so.
I mean,
I think he's gone to the dark side.
Look at those nasty people in the audience too. Oh my god, I hate all of this. God, you fuck.
And you know, it's kind of like when. You know, if you're like a physical comic like that, it's usually funnier when you're younger. I hate to be ageist. But like,
crowd's younger.
Yeah. And like when Jerry Lewis would try to do his stuff, you know, it'd be like, ooh, well, okay, you know, but.
It's just stupid.
It just looks really awkward that some 50 something year old man is.
Well, the nice thing is maybe he's taking their money. It's nice. He's taking these rich people.
You think he's getting paid for this Christian bullshit? Reawaken America stuff?
What is Reawaken America? It's the Nazi party.
It's that guy that wants basically to overturn the America to the last election and handed over everything over to the Christians.
God, how sad. I mean,
that's the one they had at Hagee's where they were chanting, "Let's go, Brandon."
God, I hate that. I could see if like some comic was getting paid a fuck ton of money to do a spot on this Reawaken American tour or something. You know, everybody needs money. But Jim Brewer doesn't.
Does he?
Fuck no.
You don't think so? What did Jim Brewer? I mean, he was
does
SNL.
Does he have to do the American First tour?
Well, you know, but he is.
I mean, some people. Apparently. I mean, yeah, I think the thing is, if you can say no to fascism, you should.
Oh,
I hate this.
Oh, you're woke.
God, I hate it. Ugh.
Jim Brewer net worth. You know, and this stuff, you always gotta take it as a take it with a grain of salt.
God, it's just a scourge. All this shit, man.
Estimated $3 million.
Yeah, hell yeah. You're really hurting, man. Go make your money. Make your money. He's doing his. What is this bird face he's doing? I don't know. God.
There we go. That's a highlight from this latest
tour. Some dumb fucking comic comparing Joe Biden to Forrest Gump. And I went up there after him and I said, well, you know, I'll tell you what, Forrest Gump may have been on the spectrum, but at least he probably would be vaccinated.
Right.
You dumb fucks. You stupid fucking idiots. Everybody's quiet.
And a decent human being.
Society sucks. It sucks right now. It's like, it's gross.
Also, at this American Faith tour bullshit.
It's a tour. So this super spreader event goes into different cities. They go to this is the best thing ever. I love this so much. So let me understand. This tour comes in full of right-wing nut jobs that don't get vaccinated, don't wear masks, don't do shit. Yes. Delta variant, Delta variant, Delta variant, Delta variant. They go to another Delta variant spot, and all the super fucking crazy motherfuckers.
Sure. Oh, well, wait, yeah.
Because if you're going to this, you're nuts, right? You spread, 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 and it's just like they're getting the worst people together in every fucking city. Shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Fraudapalooza.
That's crazy.
COVID-apalooza. Here's one of the esteemed speakers.
Yay!
At the recent one. One of the leading I don't want to say anti-vax experts, but this is an anti-vax expert who is, I believe, most well-known for being one of the experts that Trump kept citing about hydroxychloroquine. This is Stella Emanuel, who thinks women are raped by demons in the middle of the night, and that's what causes some of their...
Is this demon semen?
Yes.
She coined demon semen?
Yes.
Coined it, but... You know,
yes, yes. And that's one of the experts they tout it. Still about hydroxychloroquine.
Still?
Oh, sure. And she still has a medical license here in the United States. Somehow. Somehow. But here she is speaking. Here she is speaking at the American Faith Hate Conference. Ugh.
I woke up one morning and I was having this choking cough. I was like, what is this? This was like maybe 2 months ago. And I prayed and I took my dose of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And
Why do you? I did three things that aren't going to help the COVID. I prayed. That's number one. I took my hydroxychloroquine and I did some ivermectin. That's the trifecta, isn't it? Of doing shit that doesn't help.
Yeah, and they're both anti-parasitics. So I just don't know.
Because it's like this. If ivermectin is so strong that it'll kill a giant tapeworm in your intestines, then it'll murder the coronavirus. Murder it dead.
Which is a virus.
Who gives a fuck?
Well, right.
Ivermectin, don't know.
So she pumped herself full of ivermectin, and she had a cough.
Yes.
Pumped herself full of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine.
I prayed, and I took my dose of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and I kind of chilled. Then when I woke up the next morning, I got out of my sleep feeling like there was a beam over me. Like a ray of coming through the wall, kind of like a beam. That was it, like a beam. I woke up with this most choking cough. I went crazy. I was like, what? I said, devil, you're a liar.
I don't want to make fun of her accent or anything. Did she say she went crazy?
Well, she went crazy.
She said, I went crazy. Okay.
She said, devil, you're a liar. No, not mad at God. For not preventing her from catching this cough in the first place, but angry at the devil.
Does she in fact have corona?
I said, devil, you're a liar. I am God's anointed. The Bible said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. I started shooting.
She said, the Bible said, touch not my prophets, do my prophets no harm or something like that. So
I
don't have subtitles.
The president mentioned this person, right? This is
Trump. Was one of his, you know, there's experts out there that are saying,
God, touch not the anointed.
Bible said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. I started shooting. I released thunder, fire, brimstone, Holy Ghost, and grenade. I shot all kinds of weapons.
She was shooting grenades. Holy Ghost hand grenades, she just said. You missed it. Holy Ghost hand grenade, which is why I pulled up the quote from the Book of Armaments.
Oh, yes. This makes a lot of sense now. Well, okay.
brimstone, Holy Ghost, and grenade. I shot all kinds of weapons.
She shot fire, brimstone, and the Holy Ghost hand grenade against this virus.
Now she finally has a reference to something I can get on board with. Okay.
A Python reference?
Yeah, absolutely. So
here's fire, brimstone, Holy Ghost, and grenade.
Well, she should be throwing it at a rabbit then.
Yeah, you're right. Really. It's the wrong context.
It's the most vicious rodent you've ever seen.
But with you in this world, I will take that as a good citation. I don't know how, but it means something.
This thunder, fire, brimstone, Holy Ghost, and grenade. I shot all kinds of weapons. I prayed every scripture I knew how. I bind them. I cast them into the pit. I sent fire to crash land their satellites. I command them to be...
I sent fire to crash land their satellites? The virus has satellites?
Where are you? How? A lot of questions. Where are you sending the fire?
Right.
How? Does she have fire that flows
out of
her? I'm
concerned about her control.
Oh, yes.
The control of her powers of fire and brimstone and those Holy Ghost hand grenades.
Yeah, that's true. She's anointed, though.
Holy Ghost hand grenade.
But she's anointed.
Into the pit. I sent fire to crash land their satellites. I command them to be destroyed. I was screaming. I thought my neighbors were going to come out. No, I live on a ranch, so they couldn't come out. So
I was screaming. I thought my neighbors were going to come out. No, I live on a ranch. They're not. Nobody's going to come out.
What are you doing this ranch? What's this ranch?
She comes up with this bullshit.
Just sits around all day. Why are you?
No, I live on a ranch, so they couldn't come out. So I was screaming and screaming and screaming and. After like 30 minutes of really fighting, like I was boxing, I put on my kickboxing gear. You know what I'm saying? I was punching in the spirit. I quoted every scripture. I said, associate yourself, all ye people.
Meanwhile, I'm sure this audience is torn.
What do you
because
mean?
This woman is wearing traditional African garb also. She is saying Jesus stuff.
Right. Did she go
but
on?
But she is black and she is wearing African garb. Yeah.
Did Jim Brewer open for her?
Or vice versa. I don't have the order.
Well, that's,
I don't have the set list.
I think that matters. I don't know why. God, Jim.
I quoted every scripture. I said, associate yourself. All ye people, you shall be broken into pieces. All you globalists, may the fire of God consume you. Crash land your satellites.
All you globalists, crash land. May the God of fire consume you?
Bra-pa-pa. Yeah, of course.
May globalists, the may the fire of God consume
you. Fire of God consume you.
Oh, yeah. You never heard of that that saying? Let the fire of God consume you and also consume you.
Oh,
that's what you
say.
That's back.
That's what Christians always
say.
Nice.
I think that's what they mean.
All you globalists, may the fire of God consume you. Crash land your satellites. Oh, sun, oh, stars, oh, moon. Rise up and. Yeah.
Who's clapping for this?
And guess
poetry
what?
Poetry snaps.
COVID was like, can't touch this.
I don't know what's
can't
going on.
Can't touch this?
Yeah, I
did
guess.
Was she like, dun, da, da, dun, da, da, dun.
That's where it stops.
This.
That's Stella Emanuel.
Jesus say, oh my Lord, help me, I'm a black man.
Using the Holy Ghost hand grenade.
Can't touch this. You got to pay MC Hammer for that. She said,
yeah,
he
could
can't
use
touch
the money.
This.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there you go. That's Stella Emanuel.
That she was ready for that. Was this a big performance for her?
I don't know if she gets paid for this.
Do you? I mean, how do you get ready for this? Did she know? Did she map out that story? I had this vision where I'm putting on my kickboxing outfit.
No, does she need to?
I don't know, man.
Does she need to?
No.
Beam of light, evil demons.
Do you think that accent's fake?
No, I think she's from wherever she's from.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I mean, because obviously there's some fraudulent shit going on. I mean, unless she's the real thing.
Wait too long.
This is freedom. All I want for Christmas is liberty. All I want for Christmas is freedom for the whole wide world and you and me. I don't care if they paint the White House black. All I want for Christmas is my president back.
All I want for Christmas is my president back.
Is that Kid Rock?
No, this is some asshole. MAGA songwriter Billy Falcon. He does songs on YouTube and shit.
Oh, right.
But all he wants for Christmas is his president back.
Who? Which president? Obama?
All I want for Christmas is my president back.
God, this is and Trump dancing.
Oh.
It's a montage of a whole bunch of white people saying freedom or holding up a sign that says freedom.
What's his name? Captain Falcon?
Billy Falcon.
Hey, Billy Falcon, do you have tour dates coming up? Your ponies is in.
Gonna be a merry, merry, very merry, merry, merry.
All I want for Christmas is my president back.
Maybe you should hope for some lyrics.
This is my president black. All I want from Christmas is my president back.
Oh, there you go.
God, no, that's shitty.
All I want for Christmas is freedom. All I want for Christmas is liberty. All I want for Christmas is freedom.
Freedom! Can we get our culture back, or can we do something about our pop culture, boys?
Oh, God.
I don't want to win in freedom! That's not Kid Rock.
All I want for Christmas is my president back.
Is Kid Rock going to play the inauguration? Like, if Trump wins, is he going to play the inaugural?
My God. It's probably the biggest name he's going to snag.
Vote blue unless you want to hear bomb ba ba danga danga dang dingy dingy boom boogie boogie.
And then he'll be an ambassador to something, probably. Yeah.
Ambassador Kid Rock.
To the United Nations, Kid Rock.
Bomb ba ba danga danga dang. He's like, I want to be the ambassador to the Virgin Islands.
This is a white woman putting on a Santa hat.
Okay.
Bridget, let's end this emergency. I don't want a lot for Christmas. Just body autonomy.
Just body autonomy.
Hell yeah.
And she's not singing about the abortion ban. This is
a
board of supervisors.
Oh my God, you got me. Who is this?
This is some asshole.
You got me.
This is a citizen.
No, this is pro-choice shit, right?
No.
Body autonomy.
Keep your vaccine and your mask away from me.
God.
She started her cell phone, and she's holding her phone up, and she's singing, I'm going to use that verb. And
Christmas. Just body autonomy.
Oh my God.
I don't care about the variants.
I think Mariah Carey needs to get a DMCA warning.
I don't care.
Right now. Right this second, Mariah, stop this. Pull this off of the internet.
I mean, you know, you just need a little vocal coaching. The variants, you really should open up that word. When the
I don't care about the variants because of natural immunity.
God.
I just want my freedom now. The Constitution will show us how.
Oh, yes.
Make my dreams come true.
You were on pitch for a second there, and then you did the run.
When the space aliens come back for Independence Day 3, kill us. Kill us dead.
Oh, it's funny. The person that tweeted this. The person that tweeted this said, I'm ready for the meteor now.
Yeah, please. Can we'll have one meteor and the check, please.
Ready.
Kill us! Destroy
and the state
us!
Of emergency
this is a board of supervisors meeting. This is a public access, you know, the public response section.
Body autonomy. Send General Zod from Krypton to fucking kill us.
She's been rehearsing this, and she wrote this.
It's very important.
And the state of emergency and acknowledge early treatment.
Oh, God.
Two.
Oh, you're not done?
Ivermectin, not just horse paste, and hydroxychloroquine. Vitamin C and vitamin D.
Did I not describe it well enough for you?
I didn't know it's that crazy. That person, why is that person in a meeting? And she's allowed to, right? That's America, okay? Holy fuck. Can we, shit, man, that's nuts. Thank God they're not a parent or anything.
I mean, there's like 30 more seconds. I apologize, everyone, but, you know, we gotta.
Vitamin C and vitamin D. Then the zinc and quercetin. I won't wear a useless mask. I don't need to stay at home. And my kids should go to school. We don't need to be alone. I just want my freedom now.
I just want you to stay the fuck away from me.
Conservatives are really talented musically, I think. We're learning
gross.
From these past couple of clips.
And your gross fucking kids.
Be alone. I just want my freedom now. The Constitution will show us how. Make my dreams come true. Baby, I end the emergency. Let's have a happy holiday, everybody.
And you're singing, too. I mean, it shoots a bunch of corona. Does she have the vaccine?
She said in there she's not getting your vaccine. But she wants us all to have a good Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Somebody's mommy went to the school board meeting today.
Whatever. Oh, man.
Yay, America.
Man,
Bomb-ba-ba-dong-ba-dang-a-dang-diggy-diggy. God, we suck. What a gross culture. It's so horrible. I mean, God, the bro country, the fucking... Damn, it almost makes me want to have a culture czar or something so we can just get rid of things that suck.
Oh, God.
See, I understand things that suck and things that don't suck. Put me in charge of that. I will make this place a lot better. I will get away things that suck, and I will keep things that do not suck. This sucks. Okay? Kid Rock sucks. This is actually more entertaining than Kid Rock. Is there any more of that to play?
No, I'm just here. I'm sorry. That's as long as the clip. She only gets a minute and a half, so.
Mommy's practicing for the hearing.
Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine.
She didn't want to get the vaccine, but let's talk about the number of drugs in her fucking medicine cabinet. You don't think there's any Xanax in there? You don't think? I mean, I'm just saying. Okay. It's got to be something in that medicine.
I'll bite. This one says,
hey,
somebody responded. Somebody responded and said, here's a similar thing at one of our school board meetings. This is, I don't know where, Carson City.
Nevada.
School board of trustees.
People, no masks, no vaccines for our children, as both are unnecessary.
God, I'm sorry, that's so loud. That's all this.
No mask, no vaccines for our children.
And harmful. Stand up for your rights.
Joy, thank you.
These people don't know how to use a microphone.
They don't know how to use fucking brains.
Some of these assholes.
I think they're not, you know what, assholes?
Don't know how to use a microphone.
No, for them, they're not using it correctly. Because these people, if you want to use that microphone right, take that microphone, shove it up your asshole. You get more information out of it there. I think I would rather hear from the microphone shoved all the way up their asses than what they have to say. Except that one person with the song. Because that person... With the song, was she actually spoofing a Mariah Carey song, or was she just scatting? You know what I mean? Like,
no, I think she was trying to sing the Mariah Carey song.
God, Listen, if you're gonna, what is it? If you're gonna spoof something, or you're gonna do
no,
a.
No, wait. There's more.
Oh, okay.
That's the opening act for this one. Jesus. For the next one.
This is the same meeting.
This is the next one is where we're supposed to listen. I think it's another musical interlude.
Next, we have Lori Cusick.
Lori.
Okay.
Come forward, please, and state your name for the record.
Lori Cusick. So what do I do? Press a button.
If it's a green, it should be ready to go.
Hello. Am I on?
Yes, I think so.
She's got her phone.
I don't know what to say, but I pre-recorded, so I feel like if I can get it to go. It's kind of a song-ish type thing. So please bear with me. Can you hear me? Okay. All right. So if I can get it to go. It's a songish. Is it picking up?
Yeah, if you hold it close, you can hear it.
I had a vision.
She pre-recorded this.
God! You're making people listen to you sing a song that you recorded on your phone? Just like on the memo function? You sadist. And it seems to me, are these school board meetings that we're listening to?
This one is, yeah.
Holy fuck. Listen, guys that run these school board meetings, I'm afraid we're at the point where you're going to have to do a little tech run through before. You go make sure if you, this is what I would do. If you, if your statement has a technical element involved, meaning a click track, which is pretty trashy.
Well, but they don't know. These are just citizens waddling up
no,
to
you
the...
you say this to people. You make an announcement, and you say, you have to talk to our tech guy and get your song queued up.
Tech guy.
We're going to sit around and listen to people find their shit. It's getting nuts.
I saw myself in
get the stage
with. Alone, naked, emaciated.
What?
I don't know.
Near dead.
I don't know what's happening.
I had a vision.
There's somebody behind her with a sign that says "No masks, no vaccines."
Her song just went. I had a vision, and she went like this. The person playing went like this. She nodded her head. She had
to
like
her own song.
She's the thing about this person's mental illness is she is nonplussed that she's making everyone listen to a recording of her singing.
Oh, sure.
I can't. Would you?
Spiritual matter.
I skipped ahead a little bit. This is a spiritual matter.
This sounds like Andrew Lloyd Webber. It really does. This is a spiritual matter.
Jesus Christ, superstar.
You left your first love. You left your first love. Jesus.
I will never run for anything ever in my life. I could not handle sitting through this.
Do we have school board meetings or is this the voice? It's like, I'm sorry. I did not turn my chair around. Get the fuck out of here. You will not go on to the next level. What is our government turning into? This is a show. This is not a hearing. Treat it like a show. If you're going to let these... I'm sorry. I don't give a shit what the Constitution says. If you're going to let people go up there into a microphone and sing, you don't have a hearing. This is a show. So treat it like a show. Light it, properly mic this shit, and get a sound guy in there. I mean, we're going to listen to these things over and over. Let's just do it right.
I actually might have to give it to the second one. I think her playing... I mean, I guess the one singing it live, you know, I'll give her credit for...
I think we need to hear you sing live. I'm sorry. They don't let you lip sync at the fucking Thanksgiving
Day
parade.
She should have brought her Casio with you, suggesting, and fired it up.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be something. If you actually showed up with an instrument, rather than like a song you're parodying, I mean, there's no talent there. Play a new song that you wrote, an original. Don't put bullshit lyrics to Mariah Carey.
Man.
I guess. And also... I mean, when do we get into the content of what they're saying is stupid? I mean, does that matter?
It's a spiritual matter.
It's a school board meeting. It's not America's Got Talent. It's for a school board for kids shit. Like, they read books, they gotta go to school and all that shit.
I couldn't not laugh. I would be laughing my ass off. I would not be able to hold myself.
This is a spiritual matter. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
So that's a little bit of how great our country is right now.
Is this... Never mind. I don't know. The song she wrote...
Go out and run for local school board, everybody.
Spiritual matter. You can,
go out and run for school board. You can get... you can have meetings like that.
You better take your ivermectin.
Holy shit. Other news. I don't know how to follow that.
I don't know either. Everybody's fucking crazy.
We've got another asshole that attacked a flight attendant and had to have a plane diverted.
In a plane, no less. Ugh. Vile.
Disorderly conduct, public drunkenness. I thought they weren't liquoring people up anymore.
I don't know. I'm always for liquoring people up because it makes him sleep sometimes. And sometimes it
they
doesn't.
Should weed people up, not liquor them up, because assholes get more asshole-ish if they're drunk.
That one guy had the idea. He's like, you just tape everybody's taped down. Everyone's restrained on the plane, so nothing bad can happen.
But just B.A. Baracus, everybody.
Yeah.
just a little jolt of propofol right before you take off.
You know, it's at what point do these brawls inside a plane jeopardize the pilot's ability to keep that motherfucker in the air? Oh, is he distracted thinking about the fight on his plane?
R.I.P. Michael Nesmith.
Yeah.
Bummer. One of the monkeys.
Oh, okay.
The one that wasn't interested in being a monkey anymore. Like when they had that reunion tour a few years ago, he was.
What are they writing? Their famous song was
"Take the Last."
Hey, with the monkey.
Yeah, I'm a believer. Last train to Clarksville.
Oh, take the last.
the group split in 1971. Oh no, they did get together. He did get together after Davy Jones died.
Has anyone parodied any monkeys music for anti-coronavirus restriction songs?
TBD.
Take the last.
TBD.
They take the last train to what?
Clarksville.
Damn, that's them. I didn't. That's a great song.
I'll meet you at the station. So yeah, R.I.P.
I thought that was the Beatles.
78 years old.
Yay, guys. Right. People like the monkeys. There was a cartoon series on the monkeys, right?
They were put together. They were a manufactured band. They were cast.
Even Davy Jones.
Yeah, they were cast as... They had the TV show, and they said, we're going to do a TV show about a band.
That's a great idea.
Now we need a band. And they had auditions and everything, and they came up with the monkeys. I saw an article about them not too long ago that like, all of them were real musicians. But none of they made them switch roles. like Peter Tork was the drummer, but they made Mickey play drums or something like that.
That's
I don't
crazy.
Know. So a lot of the times they were when you see them, they were playing instruments that weren't their first.
Playing the oboe in this one.
So when they shat on them for their musicianship, it wasn't.
That's why
it might be the
lunatic
guitar player.
Like you spent all this time, your whole life learning the guitar. Here is a xylophone and a tambourine, if you don't mind. See what you can do with that. But I've practiced the guitar.
So there you go. Sad news.
I mean, you know, yeah. A lot of music stories today. I guess if you count the maggots.
Slightly different. I mean, yeah. But, yeah.
I can't even remember how that song goes now. Now I'm sad. How's that go? Da, 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 da. Something like that. A body autonomy.
Elsewhere in the news, thanks for listening, everybody. We do this every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. And thank you ever so much for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon or use the banner on the webpage.
Yes.
It doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us keep this shit running.
Oh, shit.
We got another racist moment.
Oh, do we?
A viral TikTok shows a Pizza Hut employee seemingly on the phone with police after receiving to believe that a black customer had already paid for her food online.
What?
Pizza Hut worker calls police.
Yes. Okay.
To have removed for not wanting to pay him $34 when she already paid.
Okay.
He called the cops and said, I have a customer here that claims she paid online.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So this person's saying, I already paid for the pizza. I don't owe you for it. I paid online. And then the pizza guy's like, bullshit, you didn't pay online. I'm calling the cops, right?
Yeah, but called the police? And then it turns out she was right.
She did pay.
Yeah.
Why would... Let me ask you something, asshole, this pizza delivery guy. Why wouldn't you just believe her? Because think about it. If she didn't, it's a crazy. Nobody does that. The people.
Well,
did
in
that.
Another sign of the times, it's an older white guy.
That did what?
That the pizza worker.
Oh, the pizza.
The Pizza
worker.
Hut worker.
What?
Is an older white guy who insisted that this black woman had not paid if online.
If she paid online, there's a record. You know what you do? Did this guy take time to call Pizza Hut and say, hey, check the orders to see if there's, you missed this order. She paid online, you fucks.
Another employee then approaches the counter and hands the TikToker her food.
Okay. Jeez.
This
is fucking crazy. Just pay when they come so nobody calls the police if you order fucking Pizza Hut, I guess. Jesus. What a bunch of fuckheads.
One commenter said, y'all don't understand this type of technology is above him. That man was born in 1902, for real. Another commenter said, they relied on police to keep people of color in line back in the day, and they still do today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why would you call the police on that?
Because you're a racist fuck.
She wasn't causing a scene.
Understand that if you're in a situation where you have to call the police, you've now made the decision. You think, well, the only way this problem can be resolved is a couple of thugs with guns show up. And I hope to God nobody involved in any of your bullshit is a person of color.
This person says when they call the police on a nonviolent situation, they know exactly 99% how you will be treated, period.
Yes.
They wield the police around like a weapon.
That I think that's white privilege,
and that's
Pat.
True.
It's so stupid. They're not your weapon. They're supposed to help people, but they don't really help people. So you know what? There's something to stay away from.
And what a society where this guy, obviously in his like 70s plus,
is
working at
fucking
Pizza Hut.
Everything about this story sucks. The only thing that does it sucks is this person's like, oh, I'm gonna step into the 21st century and I'm going to order a pizza online and pay for it online. Well, you don't do that if you're black, I guess, in this city. I don't know. What a dumb fuck. Is the dumb fuck delivery guy? Is he? Why did he do that? Did he? Is he in trouble?
No, he's it was at the store. She went to pick it up.
Oh right.
And it was an old white guy at the counter.
Yeah.
Who said it'll be $34? She said I paid online. He's like, no, you didn't. And she was like, yes, I did. And then he said, okay, and started calling the police.
911. What's your emergency? Someone's trying to steal a pizza. Why would you call the police about that, you bitch? God.
Only to have another older white guy walk up behind him with the person's food and be like, here you go.
Here you go. Here's your friends. Here's your garlic knots. Please put your hands behind your bag. I called a cop. I'm a little bitch. I called a fascist.
I'm white and I'm ordering you to stay here.
Well, I'm not gonna have a manager handle this. I'm gonna have the fucking cop.
Right, right.
What a fucking bootlicker. Oh my god. Sucky, sucky, sucky to the copies.
This gave me an LOL earlier.
Yeah.
Donald Trump and
Benjamin Netanyahu were the closest of political allies during the 4 years they were overlapped in office, at least in public. But during an interview, Trump said, "I haven't spoken to him since. Fuck him."
That's how he's gonna win, man. That's how people love that shit. He says what he's thinking. He says what I'm feeling. Well, what if you're a monster? Fuck him. They love it, dude. They can't get enough of this shit.
This is Barak Ravid, who is writing a book.
Ugh,
Trump repeatedly criticized Netanyahu during two interviews for my book, Trump's Peace, The Abraham Records, and the Reshaping of the Middle East. The final straw for Trump was when Netanyahu congratulated President-elect Biden for his election victory. While Trump was still disputing the result, Trump is still disputing the result.
What do you mean? Yeah, he never left. That motherfucker is, it must be such a crazy fucking scene in that Mar-a-Lago.
Quote, the first person that congratulated him was Bibi Netanyahu, the man that I did more for than any other person I dealt with. Bibi could have stayed quiet. He has made a terrible mistake, Trump said.
What are you going to do to him, buddy? What the fuck is this old man yelling at clouds? Is that what this is? Fuck him! He said it during an interview. I remember there was a hot mic moment with Cheney and Bush back in the day, and Cheney, they were talking about some journalist, and Cheney said something like, he's a major asshole.
Oh, he's something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Seems so quaint. He said, fuck him in an interview about a world leader. Yeah, I mean, fuck dude, him. You know.
But I liked Bibi. I still like Bibi, but I also like loyalty. The first person to congratulate Biden was Bibi. And not only did he congratulate him, he did it on tape.
Tape! On tape.
Meanwhile, fact check, Netanyahu was far from the first world leader to congratulate Biden.
Who, really? So he's wrong?
Oh, yeah, I know you're shocked to believe that.
Fuck him. Fuck him.
But Trump claimed he was shocked when his wife Melania shared Netanyahu's video. He went very early, like earlier than most. I haven't spoken to him since. Fuck him.
God, that's funny. Fuck him. Fuck him. That's our president. Obama had foul language too, correct?
Occasionally, isn't that true? Sure, yeah. God, I hope so.
Bet he said some funny shit. This guy's like, fuck him.
The former president, during these interviews, was fixated on the fact that while the likes of Brazil's Jair Bolsonaro and Russia's Vladimir Putin held off, they, quote, saying, they felt the election was rigged, Trump claimed. Netanyahu acknowledged Biden's win.
Yeah.
For Bibi Netanyahu, before the ink was even dry, to do a message, not only a message, to do a tape to Joe Biden talking about their great, great friendship. They didn't have a friendship because... If they did, the Obama administration wouldn't have done the Iran deal. And guess what? Now they're going to do it again.
Wait a second. Excuse me. Didn't Israel like the Iran deal?
No,
They did not like the Iran deal.
Yeah, Israel wants to blow up Iran.
Okay. Well,
more they want... Well, maybe they did like the Iran deal a little because
the purpose
stop.
Of the Iran deal was to not blow anything up.
And to keep them from getting the nukes,
Yeah.
And they were abiding.
Right. But now it's different. Everything's all fucked up. Would Putin have been massing troops at the border of Ukraine if Hillary had been president?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's been doing that. So yeah. He did it when Bush was president. Saber rattled when Obama was president.
Right.
There you go. After Bibi lost power, he interviewed Trump again. And Trump said, well, I like him, but he's been there a long time. I could tell you people were very angry with him when he was the first one to congratulate Biden. He wasn't.
Trump has such a weird memory of things sometimes. Or maybe he's lying, you know. The dog just let out such an audible sigh. It was like a sigh. It's only 5:20, buddy. Got a lot of show left.
And Trump said the video that Netanyahu put out
congratulating Biden on winning the presidency. The video was almost like he's begging for love. And I said, my, how things change. So, you know, I was disappointed. That hurt him badly with the people of Israel. As you know, I'm very popular in Israel.
Yes.
I think it hurt him very badly.
Right. Well, he made the capital of Israel, Jerusalem, right?
No, he moved our...
our embassy.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Hey, fuck him. Fuck him. You know what, Trump? You're right. You're no longer the president of the United Shush, okay?
What a diplomat, huh?
Now he's treating you differently.
What a diplomat. Yeah.
Will Trump, let's say something horrific happens and DeSantis is elected president. Will DeSantis give Trump an ambassadorship to some place?
No, I think they're going to hate
each other. Saudi Arabia or something?
I think there's going to be a point where DeSantis is just going to have to turn on him because Trump is going to be jelly. Trump won't want to give up power.
Right.
Trump will want... I don't know. Well, the Trump will run or not. He probably will. Although
run for office.
Michael Cohen still says he's not going to.
Excuse me. Just so we're clear. Run for office. Trump can't run. Do you think Trump could run
for president?
No. A 50-yard dash.
Oh, no. He's never
not beat anybody. A 50-yard
dash, probably.
I mean, he played baseball back in the day at a higher level, we thought. I mean,
no, he said
he could run down the.
He played baseball at a high level.
He played tennis.
I've seen film of that.
Yeah. Was he good?
No.
Okay.
I mean, he hit the ball, but
right.
I wouldn't say his technique was nice.
Yeah.
We have got some other news.
Yay.
But yeah, that was.
Jeebus.
Trump said, fuck him.
Yeah. Body autonomy.
So I can't imagine why anti-Asian hate crimes in New York City have jumped by 361% Jesus. This year.
Holy fuck. China.
As the assholes on the right still say the Wuhan flu.
God, do we have to be so fucking stupid?
Oh, well, yeah.
Absolutely.
We're dumb as
shit. I'm sorry.
The city saw 100% overall increase in hate crimes.
That's not bad. 100% increase, meaning there's 100% more hate crimes.
Anti-Semitic and anti-LGBTQ hate crimes increased.
Are we all 8 years old? Holy shit. Grow up. God damn. This is the most unruly... shitty fucking group of people in this country. You're all so mean.
And all claiming to be Christians.
Yeah, Christians. Hey, Christians, there's 100% increase in hate crimes because, I don't know, you...
That's exactly what Jesus would want.
Yeah, oh, Jesus. Jesus would be squirting bigly over all of this, wouldn't he? Just huge holy ropes of Jeebus all over the place.
So, here we have somebody we haven't heard of before, but she actually has a quite famous husband.
Introducing.
This is on some right-wing dickbag show. I think we played clips from here. Flashpoint. You know,
oh, yes.
One of these Jesus shows.
Fuck yes.
Part of Kenneth Copeland's ministry. So this is his part of Kenneth Copeland's network.
Is this his wife?
No.
Okay.
This is an actress and wife of brilliant actor, Kevin Sorbo. This is Sam Sorbo.
Right.
And here she is.
The wife of Hercules.
Talking about a grave matter in schools.
Okay.
Education is the three Fs. Faith, family, and freedom.
I think that's as loud as I can make that.
How stupid.
I can maybe make it a little louder. 1 second.
Faith, family, freedom. The three Fs.
Let's try this again.
Education is the three Fs. Faith, family, and freedom. Mm. And there's only one way for them to get that, and that's to be with their parents. And so I'll say this. Evolution doesn't give a crap about equality. Evolution believes in inequality, okay? If you're teaching your child evolution, you're teaching them slavery and inequality.
What?
I don't know. If you're teaching your child evolution, you're teaching them slavery and inequality.
Yeah, that's...
Does this make any sense whatsoever?
Not at all. I'm trying to understand. You're teaching them slavery and inequality. If you teach people evolution, right? Because I'm going to figure this out. Because if we evolved from little fishies coming out of the water.
Okay.
Into kind of monkeys or primates.
Sure.
I don't know. And then we evolve into the Cro-Magnon. And then into human beings.
Okay.
Then... I don't know, really. I really don't know what the fuck she's talking about. I thought maybe it would make sense if I just walked through the whole process.
Giving them slavery and inequality. And now God is calling the remnant to fight. And fight for what?
That's a video.
For freedom,
man.
Because Jesus Christ is the author of our freedom. And evolution has nothing to do with that.
Oh, what? Excuse me.
Are you saying?
I know exactly what we're talking about. Remnant. The remnant is a... It was a movie, a sci-fi movie, starring Vin Diesel, played the Remnant.
Oh,
okay. So I understand he has a spaceship, and he gets people. It's very effective.
They say here that the clip is not taken out of context because she doesn't bother to ever explain how evolution promotes slavery and inequality.
So she just, I love this. So she just said, if you're teaching evolution, you're teaching slavery and inequality. Boom.
Yeah,
goodbye.
She's throwing random words together.
Peace out, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Here she is. I'm reading this over at Friendly Atheist. Here's a different clip from before, earlier in the year when she was, she said some shit. Here it is.
The greatest trick the devil ever played was to convince the world that he didn't exist, right? The greatest trick that the atheists ever played was to convince us that they don't believe in God. They do. They believe in God. Mm-hmm. They believe they are God. And guess what?
That's true.
They're a jealous God. That's why you can't go to church.
That's right, motherfuckers.
What?
I'm a jealous deity.
We don't believe that we are God.
Oh,
we
yes.
don't believe in any God.
In fact, I am God, you lunatic, and you're going to hell. Oh, shit.
Oh, I thought she was going to be one of those who believe that the predestination guy, or the, I can't think of the name of the term, but they believe that
yes,
you really do. There's no such thing as an atheist, that you secretly deep down,
right.
you
oh,
know
yes.
there's a God. You just deny it.
Yes.
Because of the devil and shit.
I'm in the throes of denial. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Presuppositionist. That's what
okay,
I was thinking.
Okay.
Of. It's popped into my head.
So she's saying I'm a presuppositionist or God.
No, there she's a presuppositionist.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that's where she was going. But then she said that we actually believe in God, but the God is us.
That would
which,
be great.
Which is a, I forget what they call that kind of lunatic Christian and what they call and that argument.
Sure, I'm God.
It's very crazy.
You want me to give you the lottery numbers for tomorrow?
That atheists believe in God, but they think they're the God.
Atheists don't believe shit. They believe in science and things of that nature. They're not even thinking about, I don't, yes, you're right. I am a God. Come fuck with me.
But we heard Jim Brewer about all your science and everything.
Facts, facts, facts. Fauci. Holy fucking shit, man. If you watch that.
It's like the Middle Ages. They really want the Middle Ages back. Bring out your dad.
I mean, but this always happens, right? Older people are like, these kids are stupid.
Right. Well, that's, you know.
Every time.
These beetles have hair that's too long.
Yeah.
It's a big difference from this vaccine is killing people. Let's not take it.
Jim Brewer, why are you doing this? Why are you being stupid?
So that's Kevin Sorbo's wife, Sam, saying evolution inexplicably is evil because it teaches kids about, it teaches kids slavery and inequality.
Thank you, guys. Have a great night. Don't drive drunk home. Please buy my book. I'm not going to explain that last part.
I don't know.
I'm out of here. I don't know.
I really don't know.
If that's how you're doing it, you could say a lot crazier things. If you're teaching evolution, you're also teaching your kids to be, gargoyles.
How about monsters like Madison Cawthorn said?
Yes. Oh, yeah. You want to teach your kid to be a monster.
That meme is already out. Madison Cawthorn urges conservatives to teach your kids to be a monster. And then they show the mugshots of the two parents of the kid that shot up the school in Michigan.
Yeah. Well, there you go,
well,
buddy.
Done, parents. You listen to Madison Cawthorn.
You got that kid a fucking... I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's part of what Brian Williams is talking about. America's all fucked up. We have parents giving their kids guns. Giving them guns.
I guess it looks like one of these Oath Keepers is unsurprisingly flinging some of his fellows under the bus.
Yeah.
Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes reportedly threw one of the group's leaders under the bus in an interview with the FBI. He told the interview at the FBI that he was cut out of planning on January 6th.
Damn.
And did not have a specific plan for Oath Keepers to enter the Capitol.
Oh, shit.
But he did blame another one of the leaders, Kelly Meggs, accused of being one of the team leaders.
Yeah.
For making a bad decision, like entering the Capitol.
A bad decision? I mean, did you see? I think I put a meme up about them being tourists. It's like, pick the tourists in this thing, you know, in the right squares. And go to facebook.com/crabdiving. I mean, they were tourists.
Benzinger reports that Rhodes, the former leader, threw Kelly Meggs, a Floridian who only recently joined the Oath Keepers, under the bus. He only accepted responsibility for appointing Kelly Meggs to leadership position. I didn't have anything to do with January 6th, except for putting Kelly in charge.
What? How does the Oath Keepers work? Is there like a hierarchy? Do they have a apparently flow chart, an executive flow chart or something?
I mean, apparently.
I mean, are they?
I guess.
Are they like senior managers? I'm an associate vice president at the Oath Keepers. I report to these two presidents in this. I mean, because there must be some kind of structure to... Oh,
Kelly's wife, Connie, has also been arrested.
Yeah.
Kelly and Connie Meggs.
Yay. I mean, these militias must have, like, corporate structures and things. I mean, they make money? Or they're just a club? Or
well, they're being funded by someone.
So the money has to come in and do something.
From somewhere, yeah.
It, right.
Where's the money coming from?
Old white guys?
Yeah.
Bam. Probably old white guys named Putin.
Wasn't there a story not that long ago that there was some creepy billionaire that was funding a militia somewhere?
God, how nice. That's the weakness in this. I mean, that's why you can't have a bunch of standing armies, because, Jesus, if you're Vladimir Putin or any other despot, every once in a while, you're like, hey, I'm going to throw some money at one of these lunatic insurgency groups in the middle of the country, in the middle of America, just to see what happens. I'm going to fund the Oath Keepers.
Good news?
Yes?
Our friends to the north, I don't shout them out enough, and we have lots of listeners in Canada.
Canada.
We thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
Good news for you guys.
Yes, you're putting up a wall.
The
so
government
we don't get
there,
up there.
Well, yeah. Keep the door open for us, though.
Right, please.
The government there has all but banned gay conversion.
Oh, that's nice. So they're banning the therapy where religious people can take a gay person and say, "I'm going to beat the gay out of you." Yeah. That's nice.
The Senate unanimously approved. Unanimously.
That would happen here.
About a week after the House did the same thing.
Damn.
That means lawmakers across the political spectrum saw fit to ban attempts to turn LGBTQ people straight, or at least thought it a political liability to vote otherwise. So
right.
That's a really good sign for our Canadian friends.
Absolutely. How do we get some of that?
The bill proposes to outright prohibit both adults and children from being subjected to harmful conversion therapy practices.
Yay!
Through four new criminal code offenses, including making it a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison to cause another person to undergo conversion therapy.
There you go. That would end the shit today.
That means parents can't send their kids.
Right. The problem is here that they do it at churches.
Well, yeah.
So you have to say...
You got to catch him.
It's outlawed, and if we catch you, we'll take your tax breaks away or something. I don't know.
The bill bans conversion therapy for minors. Prohibits forcing adults to go through the torture without their consent, makes it illegal for therapists to advise such services, and outlaws businesses or ministries that profit from the practice.
Holy shit.
So Michelle Bachmann's husband wouldn't be able to make any coin in Canada.
So you're banning it. You're banning it from being forced to do it without consent, but then they're also banning the existence of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I mean, it's basically gone.
Nice.
As expected, the conservative Christian backlash has already begun. The Christian Post declared Canada an anti-Christian nation.
Well,
citing the conversion ban and pandemic restrictions.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, if it makes you an anti-Christian nation because you're getting rid of conversion therapies, then I want to be in an anti-Christian nation.
Another squealed, it's a parental prosecution bill.
Yeah, if you abuse your children, you will be prosecuted. Persecuted.
And a whole bunch of wannabe martyr pastors have already threatened to go to jail by continuing to do it.
Yay! Go to jail then! Or stop. Just do something else, you fucks.
As they point out here at Friendly Atheist, no one is stopping churches from preaching their usual bullshit. No one is censoring Christians' beliefs, but they can no longer try to ruin someone else's life there by attempting to change something that cannot be changed.
Yeah. Stop. See, I like this because it takes people away from people that are fucking with them. The engagement of the lunatics.
Whenever a drooler says it's a choice, ask them what was the moment you chose to be straight?
Yeah. And also,
so you thought about it beforehand? Right.
And really it's like, if you're going to feel that way, then what can you do to stay away from society and quit torturing people?
Or
to do to keep you out of society?
The new chancellor of Germany.
Oh, wee wee. Nine.
Did something interesting.
Yeah. Interesting, like good.
He left off, so help me God, at the end of his oath.
Oh, no. What happened? Did his asshole explode? Did he catch on fire? Did Jeebus smite him?
When Schultz omitted the final four words, so help me God, of the traditional oath, it was rare for a German chancellor. Not a first for him, though. The oaths he took as mayor of Hamburg in 2011 and as finance minister, he also left out the so help me God stuff.
Then he ain't really in charge.
He was baptized as a Protestant as an infant, but later formally left the church.
Nice.
Not just lapsed. He formally told them to get
peace out,
banned.
Guys. Go fuck yourself. I am formally leaving.
A week before the election, he did an interview, and the tabloid Bild asked what he believed in. He said that we humans are responsible for one another, that we need to be just with one another, call it solidarity of loving one's neighbor. These values of Christianity have marked me a lot.
Yeah.
He said the values of Christianity. Yes. Notice how he's saying loving one's neighbor.
Right.
That's not a big one in American Christianity anymore.
But it's a big one in Christianity.
You love your white neighbor who's just like
you.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah. Well, we got a lot to work on over here. We're very racist.
But they say it means a lot because he didn't feel, if there is political pressure, he said, fuck you. I'm not going to say your God magic.
Over here, they would be like, well, some Republican would say like, well, so-and-so didn't say so help me God that he ain't really a congressperson.
Well, they're saying Ilhan Omar. She swore on the Quran.
Yeah.
She's not really a congressperson.
I, you know, if I was elected Congress and I swore my oath on, like, I don't know, a DVD copy of Debbie Does Dallas, I'm just as much a congressperson as somebody that swears on Lord of the Rings or the Bible or whatever the fuck.
Exactly.
What happens when you formally leave the church? Do they take your Bible?
I don't know.
You're going to have to hand over that Bible, please.
I really don't know what that means.
And if you're going to pray, you got any more prayers, do it right now before we terminate this shit.
I guess I never officially left the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
does that mean I'm still
right before you left the
on
church?
Some list somewhere?
Right before you said goodbye to God, did you put any last minute prayers? I'm renouncing you, but just real quick.
No,
I just want to mention this shit.
Talk to somebody I don't believe in.
Well, you formerly left the church. I do not, and you've been vaccinated. I do not recognize you as a person of God. I don't recognize your DNA.
We've got a few minutes left here in the show. This one, unsurprising. I'm just going to read the headline. Liberty University professor charged with sexual assault and kidnapping.
Of course. This is like Mad Libs Christianity. You're going to change it to Liberty. What's the other one? Liberty, another
Regent.
Regent. Yeah, anything. Funny.
Oral Roberts.
Yeah. What are they in trouble with?
This guy?
Diddling or something?
Professor William Atwell, who taught American Sign Language.
Oh, okay.
At the Fundamentalist Christian School, was recently arrested on separate charges of sexual battery and kidnapping.
Yeah. How about just talking with your hands from here on out, you fuck?
It was with a student.
Oh, perfect.
I don't think we have a lot of other information about that.
That's how we
like
it here at Liberty.
Liberty said they take seriously allegations of inappropriate sexual conduct with one of our students.
Yeah, okay.
But what everyone's wondering is that somewhere between what happened and then he was arrested.
Yes.
It was 2 months.
Oh. 2 months in between the thing he did and what he got arrested.
Yeah. A different student tweeted, September 15th, 2021 is when that man abducted the student. November 20th, he was arrested. I sat in that man's classroom for 2 months after he did that, all caps, 2 months, exclamation point.
Holy shit. Why were they cutting him a break?
And that's what they're looking into. It's this religious school bullshit.
Yeah,
they were probably trying to bury it.
Maybe he had to do, he didn't want to take off time for being in jail. He wanted to do it over the holidays or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. Hey, you get preferential treatment if you're in Jesus's university, I guess. Wow.
So Liberty University, everyone.
See, I don't think God is really
Christian
paying attention.
Values.
God would be shocked. He would be shocked. He
you
must
think
be
so?
Drunk. God is so fucking drunk right now, or he's on heroin. He's left us.
Bad news for the Julian Assange fans.
Damn!
As the high court over there across the pond.
Pamela Anderson broke up with him?
Long time ago,
Okay.
The high court over there has ruled that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange can be extradited.
Okay. Does he get to take
possibly.
His cat? And his litter box that he never empties?
U.S. authorities accuse Australian-born Assange of 18 counts related to WikiLeaks' release of vast troves of confidential U.S. military records and diplomatic cables, which they say put lives in danger.
Wow.
Assange's supporters cast him as an anti-establishment hero who's been persecuted by the United States for exposing U.S. wrongdoing and double-dealing across the world.
Damn.
The United States won an appeal in the Royal Courts of Justice in London. That Assange should be extradited.
Okay.
There was a lower court judge that said Assange should not be extradited because he was likely to commit suicide in U.S. prison.
Damn.
Jeez. But this higher court said, we don't care.
Right.
I guess.
Well, they got tired of him. He was a really bad house guest for that embassy, right?
But another judge said he was satisfied with a bunch of assurances given by the U.S., that nothing will happen to Julian.
Our justice system said that? Yes.
Including a pledge not to hold him in one of those ADX maximum security hellscape.
Oh, yeah.
Never see another human except for 10 minutes a day type of places.
Right.
And they also offered to transfer him to Australia to serve his sentence.
Okay.
If convicted.
Right.
Where he's from.
Okay.
But still more hurdles remain before he might be sent to the U.S.
Jeez.
The legal wrangling will now go to the Supreme Court, the U.K.'s final court of appeal.
Okay.
So here you go. Fascinating case. He's been in jail, though. I mean, he's not out. He's a flight risk, obviously, if he skipped over to the Ecuadorian embassy for all those years. And he's an obvious flight risk.
And he's a whistleblower.
Assange denies any wrongdoing. Started out as a teenage hacker with the nickname Mendax. But a few decades later, he ended up exposing some of the United States' darkest secrets.
Wow.
WikiLeaks came to prominence when it published a U.S. military video in 2010 showing a 2007 attack by Apache helicopters in Baghdad that killed a dozen people, including two Reuters news staff.
Oh, shit.
And I believe the government had hushed that up.
Wow. Right. Nobody wanted to talk about that. That we've been doing Julian Assange stories for like...
forever. Well, 2010.
Jesus Christ, man.
That's when this is the first WikiLeaks. He jumped bail and was offered refuge in 2012 by Ecuador's then president. He spent 7 years holed up at the embassy in London.
Yes.
While British police spent millions of dollars watching for any sign that he would emerge. How ridiculous.
Yeah, so stupid. You're spending all that money. The guy's not going anywhere. Or maybe he would. I don't know.
Prosecutors
wore out his welcome, though, there, right?
Yeah. And there was a new president. It was like, get this shit out of here.
Yeah.
Prosecutors and Western security, they were sick of Pam Anderson, probably.
Right.
U.S. prosecutors and Western security officials regard Assange as a reckless and dangerous enemy of the state, whose actions imperiled the lives of sources named in his leaked material.
Right. But that was the Bush administration, right? Or was it?
Obama.
Was it Obama? Because this country named sources. I mean, Obama. God. The Bush administration, didn't they leak Valerie Plame? And
sure,
I mean,
but that was the Obama administration went after him.
Julian Assange, right? That's fucked up.
So that's big news, I guess.
That's right.
Especially if you're a fan,
right?
You're upsetty pants about that one.
Oh yeah, yeah. Has there been a movie about him? Somebody play him in a movie?
Probably, I'm willing to say, or
right.
One in the works. Maybe.
The guy from the British Office would be great. He was in The Hobbit. What's his face? I can't think of his name.
Oh, I never.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Name. Yeah, yeah.
Right. The guy with the radio hat. He's funny.
He
played the CIA agent in Black Panther, whatever his fucking name is. Have him play Julian Assange. And then Pam Anderson can play herself. That's easy.
Right. We have other news.
And it would be a great play to do because it's one set.
Which play?
The Peruvian Embassy, the Julian Assange play.
Yeah.
Just need a cat, Julian Assange, and Pam Anderson sit in a room.
It was one of the things that he never changed the cat box or something like that. The Ecuadorians got sick of him because he was dirty and smelly.
There's nothing worse. You got to change. You got to be on top of that. It's got to be your mission.
The RIP Al Unser also.
Right.
A legend in auto racing. 82 years young, died, passed away.
In a car wreck or anything?
No,
or?
82. 82, cancer.
Right.
17-year battle with cancer, it says.
Shit, man. What kind of cars did he drive? Was he like a...
Indy. He was a four-time Indy winner.
Yeah.
Dies at 82. In addition to Indy victories in 70, 71, 78, and 87. He also won the Pikes Peak race in Colorado twice.
Right.
Nicknamed Big Al to differentiate him from his son, Al Unser.
Yes.
Junior. He finished third in the Indy 500 in 1992, the year Junior won the race.
Holy shit. God.
So the Unsers came in first and third. He was the oldest driver to win the race in 1987 at age 47.
You know, what I don't understand about this auto racing shit, just get the fastest car
find out whoever gets the fastest
fucking car, then you win, generally, right? I mean, are you running?
Well, no, but there's a lot more to it. There's a lot more strategy.
Yeah.
And everybody's got the same technology, and there's a lot of rules. You can't you know, you can't nitrous up your, you know, your engines and stuff.
They're cool if you run into a wall and the car blows up.
Well, no, that's, they try to avoid that.
Yeah. It seems like a crazy sport. Why do they have to do that with people? I mean, if it's just about the technology and stuff, I mean, you could do it with a drone, right? You could do a remote control, try, then that way you don't have any more Dale Earnhardt accidents, you know?
Well, there is a lot of drone racing now.
Oh, really?
It's becoming more popular, yeah. This is interesting. This could be not great news for Dr. Oz if he ends up with the nomination.
Yes.
Aside from the astrology, he's into astrology and quackery and bullshit.
He's a doctor. He's a doctor.
Aside from all that stuff.
Does he like ivermectin?
But now there's been a story over at Charisma, which is the Jesus Christ Christian website.
That's right.
Paper. Charisma News. Headline says, "Why Christians Should Be Leery of This Celebrity 2022 Senatorial Candidate."
Oh, shit. Does he not pray to the right Jeebus person? Or?
Dr. Mehmet Oz, the celebrity surgeon and host of television's Dr. Oz Show, has launched a campaign for Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate seat now held by Pat Toomey, who's retiring. If Oz wins the Republican nomination, he will be the first Muslim-born individual to be nominated for a Senate seat by a major American political party.
Okay, Muhammad, right?
Yes.
Muhammad is God.
No. Prophet.
Prophet. Allah's God.
Yes.
It's the same shit.
Same God.
Muhammad's Jesus. Allah's God.
No, Jesus was a prophet, but Muhammad came later and had better news.
They knew each other. They were friends?
No.
They knew of each other.
No. Hundreds of years between.
Everybody, listen, you should tolerate each other's sky god bullshit more better. Because it's all the same. Dr. Oz is a Muslim. Is this correct?
Well, no.
No. Okay.
They even say Dr. Oz is not a Muslim in practice. The son of Turkish immigrants, the 61-year-old cardiothoracic surgeon who gained celebrity as a frequent guest on The Oprah Show, affiliates himself.
Yes.
With the Swedenborgian Church.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Of North America after being introduced to the church by his wife. Swedenborgian Church of America is, quote, one of the few Christian sects that draws its faith from the Bible as illuminated by the teachings of Emanuel Swedenborg.
Right.
Who the fuck is Emanuel Swedenborg?
Insane. I love this. Holy shit.
The church's website says it is, quote, an open-minded, forward-looking Christian church.
Yes.
Drawing its faith from the Bible as illuminated by the teachings of Emanuel Swedenborg, 1688 to 1772. Oh, I'm sure he's real woke. If you have serious questions about the traditional Christian theology, yet wish to explore the deeper aspects of the Bible and the Christian faith, we may be what you're looking for. We worship a God of unconditional love, whose warmth and light can deepen your inner life and give you direction to your spiritual journey. Okay. So here's where he's losing the Christians.
Right.
Do you mean undying love and light and shit?
That ain't what we into. We want people punished.
Now, this is the Charisma News writing again. His religious beliefs aside, Christian voters should also be aware that Oz and his wife practice transcendental meditation and Reiki.
Oh, shit.
A traditional Japanese practice of using, quote, healing energy for medicinal purposes.
Wow. They do Reiki, huh? That's fairly satanic.
They quote Oz, "When I meditate, I go to that place where truth lives. I can see what reality really is. Oh. And it's so much easier to form good relationships with him," meaning God.
Oh, great.
So the Christians are losing their minds over
it. They don't like that. That's exactly what you fucks do. You say a bunch of bullshit about things that don't exist in the sky, and then you say how it helps you. What's the difference? He practices Reiki.
While his mother adhered to the secular version of modern Turkey's founder, Kemal Atatürk, Oz's father was a strict Muslim, according to a 2012 interview. As a young man, Mehmet Oz said he rebelled against both traditions and chose to align his views with Sufism, a mystical Islamic sect.
Right. Well, the Christians are going to have a problem with that one, buddy. I'm telling you. Listen, but... No. We've elected Muslim politicians in this country, and they've done fine. Like Obama. He got elected, right?
And how many of them have been Republican?
Right. But Obama's not a Muslim. I'm joking.
Correct.
But they said he was.
Sure.
This is very similar. He's into Sufism.
He's into woo bullshit. He's some weird Swedenborgian.
Yeah.
It sounds like some hippie church.
He might do yoga, too.
He does TM.
Oh, no.
And Reiki.
That's yoga? I thought Reiki was like massage.
Well, no, it's energy waving.
It? Oh, yeah.
It's energy sculpting.
What is this? This is bad for radio, but just tell me what this is.
The elbow thing?
No.
Tai Chi?
Does he do Tai Chi?
The one time I wish we were on camera. No, I don't know. He may. So there you go. They're turning on each other.
Right. No, they are. Absolutely.
They are. I mean, you got Linwood going after the other loonies. You've got Congress people going after other Congress people in their same group because they're not into Trump enough.
Would you want a senator that is versed in Reiki so he can move around the energies and everything?
Sure.
So why not? You, I'm moving around the Reiki.
Why not?
Hey, he's a Muslim. I can't vote for Dr. Ross. God damn.
Let's get out of here.
I won't ever mix him.
Holy crap. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll do it again on Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we are always available at your favorite podcast app or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon, or use the banner on the webpage. We get a commission every time, and we thank those that do. Ryan's doing some stuff. Find out what. He's on the internet at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, the Twitter, the TikTok, or Facebook. Go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll hit you all up again Monday.
Senators will have to decide.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.